the industry's changed so much that the demo specs that the people want are changing now too. So we're trying to adjust, and it's so confusing.
Absolutely.
Everywhere we go. Totally different in the local world as in the online world.
Oh, completely. And you know, you need a demo to exist in the world.
Exactly.
And even though the world has changed, we need a demo.
Right?
Well, everybody knows that they can't move forward unless they have a demo.
Exactly.
Then they can't get an agent.
Catch-22.
It's a catch-22. Mm-hmm. And everyone gets excited because there are a lot of people out there creating demos that say, yeah, I'll do a demo for you for $200. And you get a, you know, cookie cutter demo and whoops, you'll never get an agent. You'll never get a job and you shot yourself in the foot.
And then also when you're listening to these demos, listen to what's stereotypically done all the time.
Right.
So if there's a whole bunch of that out there, well, you know, that doesn't mean that it's not okay for your demo, but, and it does mean it's maybe being hired a lot, but if there's already 10,000 me, why would they need one more?
So if you're going to hang on to the broadcast quality of like announcing, you're already dead.
Yeah, you're
in
trouble. Again, that goes back to a good director, good producer. So it's very important, guys, that you research your directors and producers, listen to other demos they've done, ask people about their experience with them, you know, and there's a lot of other things to consider. Budget is another one.
Get mic'd.